The Venerable Symphony of the Kootenays launches its 49th season on the first weekend of October, with concerts in Cranbrook and Nelson. Connecting Continents, this year's theme, begins Saturday, October 5 at Cranbrook's Key City Theatre, followed by a Sunday concert at Nelson's Capitol Theatre. Under the direction of conductor Jeff Farragher, the SOTK is presenting works by Canadian composer Godfrey Ridout, Mozart and Dvorak, and featuring West Kootenay soloists Natasha Hall and Martine Denbach on violin and viola. Our season begins with a concert that promises to be as historic as it is exhilarating, the symphony said in a press release. Godfrey Ridout's vibrant and evocative piece, Fall Fair, captures the lively essence of traditional Canadian celebrations with an orchestral twist. We are thrilled to showcase beloved West Kootenay performers, violinist Natasha Hall and violist Martine Denbach, as they bring their deep connection and virtuosity to Mozart's enchanting Sinfonia Concertante in E-flat major. The evening culminates with Dvorak's Symphony No. 9, The New World, a masterpiece brimming with rich, sweeping melodies and profound themes that reflect Dvorak's fascination with American folk music, promising an unforgettable experience for all. Natasha Hall has performed all over the globe, including as soloist with the Oxford Sinfonia, City Chamber Ensemble, London UK, Battersea Ensemble, London UK, Calgary Civic Symphony, Symphony of the Kootenays, Carnegie Mellon University Baroque Ensemble and the Selkirk Youth Orchestra. Prior to her recent move to Nelson, Natasha spent the last decade based in London, and is a member of the English Chamber Orchestra. She has performed regularly with the BBC Symphony Orchestra, Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, Royal Northern Sinfonia, Royal Liverpool Philharmonic, Aurora Orchestra and the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra. She performs regularly in recital with pianist Yumi Kim. Martine Denbach frequently produces and performs with various ensembles throughout the BC interior, and serves as principal second violinist for the Okanagan Symphony Orchestra and as principal violist for the Symphony of the Kootenays. Martine and her partner Noel Fudge form the duo, Freya, the alt-folk rock band, Veneer, and are musicians, composers and arrangers of the Nelson-based ensemble, Klezmeridion. In February 2024, Martine performed Mozart's Sinfonia Concertante as the violin soloist with the Okanagan Symphony Orchestra, and has enjoyed discovering the equally expressive viola solo of this exquisite piece for today's performance with SOTK. Concerts take place Saturday, October 5, at Cranbrook's Key City Theatre, at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, October 6, at 3 p.m. at the Capitol Theatre. Looking ahead, the balance of the Symphony of the Kootenays 2024-2025 season is packed with extraordinary performances. On November 30, a unique evening in Cranbrook features James Hill's innovative ukulele alongside Anne Janelle's soulful cello in A Midnight Clear. The SOTK Student Piano Concerto returns, with three talented local student pianists, Grace Vandermolen, Dalavan LaPere and Jonathan Talbot, in a tuneful Mozart concerto. January brings a captivating chamber music concert, showcasing the intricate beauty of small and large ensembles. January 25, 7:30 in the warm ambience of Royal Alexandra Hall, a concert of chamber works for winds and strings, including works by Mozart, and our own principal oboist, Aura Pahn, including her recently composed audience participation piece. The Symphony is bringing this program to Fernie on Sunday, January 26 at 2 p.m. at Knox on 2nd. On March 1, the Juno Award-winning Canadian folk quartet The Fretless make their symphonic world debut, a fusion of folk and classical that promises to be mesmerizing. Finally, on April 26 in Cranbrook and April 27 in Nelson, we celebrate with three compelling works by female composers and Kootenay-born pianist, Amy Zanrosso to perform Brahms Piano Concerto No. 1, a piece deeply intertwined with the Romantic era's musical heritage.